You're listening to SBS News.
The Murugappan family had established themselves in the Queensland town of Bilawila until their visas expired and Australian Border Force officials moved in. Since 2019, the family of four has been in immigration detention on Australia's Christmas Island facility. The youngest girl in the family, three-year-old Tanika, has recently fallen ill, experiencing nausea, diarrhea and dizziness for several days. She was flown to Perth Children's Hospital with her mother Priya this week, and supporters say the young girl was found to be suffering from a blood infection caused by untreated pneumonia. That sparked calls for the family to be resettled after years in detention. Bilawila resident and close friend of the family, Angela Fredericks, says the fact that the whole family could not be with Tanika as she recovered has been deeply distressing for the little girl.
The separation is having a huge impact. The main person suffering is little Tani. She's never been separated from her father, and particularly with all the trauma that this family has gone through, this little girl already had separation anxiety. So this is having a huge impact on her. The flow-on effect then to Priya, who's doing her best to comfort her and occupy her and promising she's going to see her dad soon.
Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews appeared to raise the possibility earlier this week that resettlement was being investigated as an option. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne then added that New Zealand and the United States were being considered as resettlement options. But the Home Affairs Minister now says those options are only available to legally recognised refugees.
I actually haven't said that I'm investigating resettlement options for that family. What I did say is that I was looking at investigating resettlement options in a range of circumstances.
The hardened policy stance sparked outcry from the community, and Minister Andrews defended it on Seven's Sunrise program.
It's not a case of being mean. We are very strong as a government and our policy in relation to our border protection. These are long-standing policies. And quite frankly, I'm not going to have people die trying to come to Australia by sea on my watch. So let's not forget the history that we've had here, where we know that more than 1,200 people actually died trying to get here.
She has the support of Acting Prime Minister Michael McCormack. He also hit back at claims that his government lacked compassion for the young family.
We said when we returned to government that we would stop the boats, that we would make sure that those people who came here in that fashion would be resettled elsewhere. We didn't want to see that ugly trade continue. And that's what we've done, and that's what we've stuck to. And yes, there are, of course, very difficult and challenging circumstances for so many people, for so many families. But the people who have been placed into detention have received the very best of care. And of course, I'm a compassionate person, as is everybody who gets into Parliament, irrespective of their political persuasion. We're all Australians. We're all compassionate. These are difficult circumstances, as I appreciate, and we're working through them. And the Minister will make that determination very soon.
As Tanika's father and sister remain on Christmas Island, opposition leader Anthony Albanese says it is time the family returns to Bilawila.
These young girls are Queenslanders. They should be brought home to Billow. The idea that we're looking for other nations to take them is quite frankly breathtaking. This family are wanted in this regional community. They're a part of the regional community, and they're no threat to our sovereignty. Our sovereignty isn't diminished by looking after these young girls who were born here and their mum and dad.
Meanwhile, Immigration Minister Alex Hawke has begun a review into their case, which will determine whether they can stay in Australia. According to Mr. Albanese, the minister has the power to bring them home.
And the government has discretion. The government has used discretion over nannies in the past, over a range of people who are connected. These people are connected. They're connected with their community in Bilawila, and they should be brought home there. The fact that this young girl has had to be medically evacuated to a hospital in Western Australia, I think it brings us no credit as a nation.
A Home Affairs Department spokesperson says Tanika had been receiving treatment and monitoring on the island consistent with medical advice. Tysock Husey, SBS News.